Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to April 3rd, 2016. We are taking our cue today from a quote provided us by life coach and best-selling author Martha Beck. She says, "Every day brings new choices." So the way we see it, choice is the power of perspective. This gives us an advantage in any situation. And today on the Perspective Power Radio Network, we're going to explore choice and why it's the power of perspective. Hello and welcome, 12 noon Eastern Daylight Time, here on the third day of April 2016. The Perspective Power Radio Network is what you are tuned into, and we are listening to the wonderful music ushering our show in of award-winning artist David Martinka. You can find his music at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net, and we sure hope you do. Lots of great free downloads there, as well as some wonderful CDs for purchase. So thank you, David, for our music, and thank you for your kind attention to the show today. Choice is the power of perspective. That is what I titled the show, and I'll tell you why. Because it is. It's true. If you're looking to figure out what your perspective in life is, it's how you see things, and you choose to see things the way you do. Now, I can hear all the rumbling out there going, "No, Annette, we do not choose to see things the way they are. We merely see them the way they are and tell them the way we see them." All right. I'll totally support that thought to this end. Yes, you call it the way you see it, but the way you see it is your choice, right? The way you see it is your choice. And here's a really, you know, just sort of weird example, but it's not really so weird. You see up ahead of you a woman approaching the door to a shop, and a gentleman, a man, a male, stops and opens the door for her. The woman walking through the door turns to him, gives him a scowl, and keeps on going. You approach the door. The man opens the door for you. You turn to the man, and you're a woman, and you say, "Thank you, I appreciate that," and you walk through. Now, why did you choose to see that as a helpful thing? And this other individual ahead of you who scowled at the person who did the exact same thing for you, held the door, opened it, and held it. Perhaps the individual who walked in ahead of you was thinking that it somehow diminished her as a person because somebody else felt they had to hold the door open for her, this person being a woman who the door is being held open for, the person opening the door being a man. And you, being a woman and approaching that same door and having that same man open it for you, thought it was a really nice thing to do. And so you thanked this person. The reason I bring that up as an example is there actually has been, over the years, not recently, but over the years, posting on social media that it is not cool to treat women as though they were helpless people and do things for them such as opening car doors, lighting cigarettes, I mean, if you smoke, paying the bill for dinner, holding doors open at stores and homes and other places. "You don't need to do that for me. I'm a woman. I can handle that." So the perspective of the individual who growled at the person who held the door for her was one of, "That is an insult to me." The perspective of the person who smiled and said thank you to the individual that held the door was one of, "Wow, that was really kind of you. Thank you." It was the choice of each person, all three people, as a matter of fact, the two women for whom the door was held and the person who held the door, it was their choice to react and act the way they did, based on their perspective. Therefore, I submit to you that the whole hypothesis of choice being our power of perspective is demonstrated in that example. The person for whom holding the door open was an insult or offensive isn't wrong. The person for whom the door was being held open and they felt it was a positive, helpful, good thing, they're not wrong either. See, I think this is where people get themselves sort of lost on their path. For some reason, we tend to want to be thought of as intelligent, good decision makers, people who look at situations, assess them according to whatever our belief system is, and then respond accordingly to the assessment that our belief system fosters as the right way. We tend to want to be thought of as having made good decisions. You see it all the time in the workplace. Let's say your decision is to figure out how to spend a certain amount of money, the budget for your department, where it is you work. If you do this in a way that pleases upper management, then you are going to be rewarded in some fashion. Maybe the reward is you get to keep your job. Maybe the reward is there's a bonus in it for you. Maybe the reward is the way you delegated the funds means that your department will run smoother. And then your reward is the fact that everything's going a lot better or good, at least, where you work and in your department. So we tend to place a lot of weight on the shoulders of the appreciation and approval of other people for our choices and the decisions that our choices have us make that we then carry out. It isn't that there's wrong or right where that's concerned, but does it serve you? And does it serve you in every case? Obviously, if you are enjoying your job, and we're going to use the job as an example because many people feel that their work is a necessary evil. They have to have that job in order to be able to afford food, clothing, shelter, vehicle, medical care for themselves as well as maybe a family member or a family. So this is not a horrible, bad way of looking at things or thinking of things. We want to please our bosses, and we want to be thought of as part of the team, or it's a better way of saying this, want to be thought of as a good employee so we can keep our jobs and we can continue to bring in the paycheck in order to supply the need. So in the case of you choosing to do something a certain way will color the perspective of how you look at what it is, why it is you are choosing to do what you're doing. You know, what is the trade-off for that? And I realize it's getting, microscopic on a macroscopic topic. Ooh, there's a tongue twister for you. But it's true. And we don't always think of it that way. We just look at it logically and say, hey, I want to keep the job. Please the boss, keep the job. Cool. But when you look at this quote from Martha Beck, every day brings new choices, you might wake up one morning and think to yourself, I am so over being the corporate slug, or I am so over being, you know, the brown noser, or I'm so over being the people pleaser, or whatever you think that day that your choices that you have had have led you to be. You might decide several days in a row that is not what you wish to do. You know what? You've just accessed the key to your power because you've realized, without necessarily naming it or identifying it, that when you are at a moment where you have the displeasure inside of you, not the boss, not the coworkers, not the corporation, not the customers, if in fact you are in a situation where you're dealing with the consumer on a regular basis, but you have now just the switch, put your hand on the door, the key in the lock, to the power of your own perspective. Ding, 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 ding. This is huge. This is huge. Because in so much as you have done what you've done to lead you to the end that you wished to achieve, now for some reason, perhaps the energy around you has shifted. Maybe your focus has shifted. Maybe what you thought you wanted in your life is no longer what you want in your life. So now you want to do things differently. Perhaps the energy that you are imparting has a different meaning now because your goals and priorities have changed. Maybe that's a different way of saying it. So you're now looking at what you do, the trade-off of time for reward, as something that doesn't serve your needs any longer. Rather than assess the situation as being under the control of the parties you feel you are serving, what you're doing pretty much now at this point is you're taking ownership of that. That is the huge part. Right there is the huge part. This is one of the quote-unquote choices that every day is bringing you. You can choose to say, you know what? I'm the one that decides why I do what I do. I'm the one that decides when I'm going to be participating this way or not. I am the one who decides whether or not I have achieved what it is I set out to do. And when you take the power of the result of your choices away from that individual, that scenario, that corporation, this is when you can really achieve peace, regardless of what actually is going on in the situation. This is when you can find true happiness, regardless of whether or not anything else out there seems to be rewarding you the way you originally had intended or thought it should, or they promised they would. Because just as you woke up one day with a different thought process and a different focus, so might all the other people that you work with or work for. Let me say that again. If you can wake up in any time frame of your life, regardless of your age, regardless of the season, and you have a different outlook on something that you have been working in or working with, so might all the other people who are also working there. Because we're not just working in this little tiny universe that says everybody who works in the same company wakes up with the same thought and the same goal and the same job for the same reason and so on and so forth. We might come together as a cohesive unit and everybody playing their part, kind of like a jigsaw puzzle. But if you look at a jigsaw puzzle, most of the time, unless it's done to really just mess with your head, all of our ends are cut a little differently, so we fit into somebody else's end or another part of the end to create the final picture, which is why this piece goes with this piece, but not that piece with this piece, right? Well, if you wake up with something changing inside of your inner universe, that because it's in your inner universe, it will directly affect the outer universe that you're around in, other people are probably doing the same thing. So what pleased person A on day one might not please person A on day three, but it doesn't have anything to do with you unless you're person A. It doesn't have anything to do with you. It has to do with how they have come to realize and wish to actualize their world, the fact that their world and your world coexist at some point, like that puzzle piece. The fact that your world and their world collide at some point because of the choices you both have made is less important than realizing that you have to please you. That person has to please themselves. The next person has to please themselves. And we can just expand that all the way down the line. If everybody did that, if everybody realized, as Martha Beck says, that every day brings new choices, we could choose to say, wow, what I did 4 days ago really pleased my boss. Now it doesn't. Am I doing anything differently? No. Was I told this was the standard? and this is what I was expected to achieve, and I'm doing that, yes, then what changed in the equation? The boss's perspective. Ah, if the boss's perspective changed and the boss owns their own perspective, you didn't do anything different. You didn't change anything you were doing. How the boss views something is totally out of your control. Choose then to stand your ground. Choose then to stay your course until you are shown one way or another that something does need to change. And here's the really difficult thing for a lot of people, but not for you because you've mastered this. Don't take it personally. Do not. Thank you, Don Miguel Ruiz. If you've never read the Four Agreements, read them. One of the Four Agreements is don't take anything personally. Every day will bring new choices. You have a choice whether or not to take that personally. You have a choice whether or not to own the discord or the discontent of the other human being. Now, here's the fly in the ointment. If you choose to own that discord, then you are going to have to try and solve a puzzle you didn't create. That is like chasing your tail. Why would you do that? Why would you try to solve the puzzle somebody else created? The only person with the answer to the puzzle is the person who created it. Now, if you really don't have anything better to do and you want to try and get inside their head and figure it out, or say to yourself, well, I'm going to figure it out anyway because I've got this really intense need to understand what that person did when they did this, I mean, that's cool. But you make the choice to do that. Please understand, you are making a choice. Choice is the power of perspective. You can choose to say to yourself, that is not my circus, not my monkeys, and walk away. Or you can choose to say to yourself, I'm going to totally immerse myself in what's going on. But remember something, you chose to do it. If it turns out to bliss you, cool. If it turns out to blister you, that's got to be cool too, because you chose it. And here's the really wonderful thing. As you know, pointed out by this quote, every day brings new choices. You can choose to change. Even in the moment that you chose to choose, oh, that's good, Annette, that you chose to change the way you looked at it 5 seconds ago, you can choose differently now. And you can go back and forth, and you can edit that choice and make a new choice. But the idea is when you realize that the power you have of choice fills you with the perspective by which you view the world, whether it's inside of you or outside of you, that's dramatic. That is totally dramatic. You know, Carl Jung said, I'm not what happened to me, I'm what I've chosen to become. Realize I'm throwing two quotes at you in one show, and I don't normally do that. But I like that quote because it really explains in my mind what it is I'm trying to say. If everything in your world isn't happening the way you thought it would if you did A and expected to get B, and all of a sudden C, D, E, and F are occurring, the power that you have in that moment is how you choose to see it. If you choose to see it as it giving you an opportunity to become something bigger and better than what you were at the moment that was occurring, that might actually help you get through that time frame. If you choose to see it as something that is blistering you and holding you back and rubbing you raw, that's what a blister is. It's like rubbing something raw and creating an uncomfortable situation. That might be serving you too. Your perspective will have to define that. Your perspective will have to identify that, and your perspective will have to decide that. But it's your choice to see it as the blissing or the blister. It's your choice. And you may think you're going to end up with a blister regardless of whether or not you see it as a blessing. Honestly, I don't think so, though. And maybe getting a blister is a blessing because maybe that causes you to need to sit out for a while. and maybe sitting out for a while, backing away from it, stepping down, taking off the mantle of responsibility that you so willingly took up and setting it aside is exactly what you need to do. And allow that individual to figure it out. Interesting thought process. Interesting. I'm going to take you back to the original example I gave when I started the show about a door. I'm going to say it's a door to a store because this actually happened to me one day when I went shopping, and I had never been to this particular branch of this ladies' clothing store because I was new to the area. And I was used to shopping in the state where I lived. They also had this same store. The store is a nationwide chain, Ladies Clothier. And when I got out of my car, and I walk with an appliance. I have a walker when I'm out in public. And as I was approaching the door of the store, I noticed that a woman that was heading into the store got maybe a foot and a half away from it, and a gentleman who was sitting on a bench next to the door rose, walked over and grabbed the door and held it open for her. I didn't see her turn and acknowledge him. She could have said thank you. I don't know. I didn't hear it. I was in my van. My windows were rolled up. My doors were shut. However, I also noticed that he did the same thing for me. Now, the woman walking in had her hands free to grab the door. She didn't have a cane, a walker, she wasn't in a wheelchair. In other words, she didn't appear to need any aid. But the thing that I thought was cool was he treated me the same way he treated her. And I realized at the moment I saw him approaching the door to hold it for me was that it didn't matter whether you needed his help or you didn't. He wanted to be someone who did a kind thing for every person that walked through that door. And he did it for men as well as women. I saw that when I left. When I was standing there talking to him at the end of my shopping experience, when a man approached the door to walk in, he grabbed the door for the man. Didn't seem to matter. In his perspective, he made a choice to want to be there, to offer people an opportunity to have a better day. And in our conversation, I come to find out that his wife was actually the manager of that branch and that he was retired. And rather than sit home waiting for her to get home, because I don't know if you've ever worked in retail. I have. Sometimes your day is 12 to 14 hours, and I don't care whether it's food service and retail or it's clothing or it's books or it's technology. If you are the manager of an establishment, and I was the assistant manager of a cafe, coffee house, your day doesn't start at a particular time and end at a particular time. Your day starts when you walk through the door, and it ends when you get to go home. So he was a little disillusioned that he didn't get to see his wife, so he decided to go into work with her. And he just made himself useful. He opened the door, he carried bags to people's cars, he held conversations with individuals, and then he got to have lunch with his wife. He'd run out and pick up lunch, or he'd bring it from home, and they would get to sit and have a bite to eat, and then she'd go back to work, and then he would drive her home. Unbelievable. But in the meantime, he wanted to simply enjoy himself. So he enjoyed himself. It was his choice to do this. He was retired. He could have done anything. He could have gotten a part-time job somewhere. He could have taken classes. He could have stayed home. He could have gone fishing. He could have played with the grandkids. And because he was telling me all of this, these were all of his options. But he chose to want to do something that he thought was fun, which was spend the day with his wife, in addition to meeting new people. I mean, we must have stood there and carried on a conversation for a good 10, 15 minutes, found that we had a lot in common. We had both lived in similar cities at different times, in the same city, I should say, worked in similar industries at different times. And lo and behold, we knew a couple of the same people, which was really random. Through that conversation, we found this out. I've never seen the man since. I don't know that he still does this. I hope he does. And I hope he does for this reason, not because it made my life easier having that door held open for me when I was going in and coming out, but because it made him so happy. He chose every day to see what he did through the perspective of He was being happy and he was sharing his happiness with other people. Like the starfish story, he couldn't make everybody happy, but maybe he made a difference in one person's life by choosing that day to show up, hold that door, and offer somebody the opportunity to maybe have a little less stress as they were entering and exiting that store because they didn't have to monkey around with the door. Kind of an interesting thought, isn't it? Martha Beck is a life coach and a best-selling author, and I know you can find her books on Amazon.com. And her quote, "Every day brings new choices," is the cue we took for the show today. And I'd like to suggest something to you. When you wake up every morning, regardless of whether or not you're facing the same routine, as many people will, this is a Sunday that I do the show live, so the next day is going to be a Monday, and for a lot of people that starts their work day, their work week rather, maybe you're looking at your work week at some point on a Sunday, and you're looking at the work week ahead, and you're thinking, oh my gosh, same old this, different day. Remember that when you wake in the morning, you have an opportunity to have a choice about the perspective you're going to hold over that day, and that is your power. But also remember that in any given moment that you're having a thought, that moment that is you're experiencing in that very day, you also have a choice. You have a choice to hold a perspective that pleases you, that brings you happiness, that fills you with enthusiasm. And maybe it's projecting as to how the next day is going to go. Hey, I'm all about conscious creation. That works for me. But even if all it does is it brings you happiness and peace, allows your shoulders to relax, and gives your neck a bit of a break of tension, in that moment, in that very moment, perfect, perfection, awesome, wonderful. You have that choice. The choice to take your power back, the choice to own your perspective on how you see things. What a fabulous opportunity. And every day brings new choices. So you might have the opportunity to shift into the perspective of happiness and own the power regarding your job, regarding your family, regarding your friends, regarding interpersonal relationships of a much more intimate nature. Regarding music, regarding your food, regarding your health, regarding your exercise regime, regarding your bank account. We could go on and on and on, but we're getting towards the end of the show, so we really don't have time to do all that. You made a choice to tune into the show today, whatever day you're listening, whether it's live or an archive. You chose to have the power of your perspective as to whether or not you got anything out of this show. And because you did that, I guarantee you it's replicatable. You can do it for any other scenario in your life at any point in time. I suggest you might want to own your power. I suggest you might want to own the perspective of happiness in your life. I suggest it. You're the one that has the choice. You're the one that has the choice to own it. And I'm so glad that you chose the Perspective Power Radio Network, that you follow us here on Blog Talk Radio, that you find our fan page on Facebook at facebook.com/perspectivepower, that you choose to hook up with our award-winning artist David Martinka because his music is available at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. I am elated with the fact that you are giving us your time and attention and energy on all different types of social media. My name is Annette Rochelle Aben, and you can find me at annetterochelleaben.wordpress.com. And also find me on Amazon. You can also find me on Facebook. Reach out if you care to. I'd love to reach back. I'd love to talk to you about your power of perspective. But remember, it's your choice. And I celebrate every single moment of every day your choice.